Have you been hitting the books and listening to lectures all day? It's time to relax, to unwind, and listen up. This is Brooke from Campus Chronicles, your go-to podcast for everything student life. No matter where you are in your academic journey, we have you covered. Think of us as a trusted mentor, friend, and confidant who always has your back. We'll be sharing inspiring stories, thought-provoking insights, and practical advice to help you succeed in and out of the classroom. So get ready to be inspired, enlightened, and entertained. Hello, hello, everyone. I am so excited to introduce you to a woman that just exudes so much excellence and so much radiance from her presence. Her name is Lanice Reynolds, and she is of Lanice Leads. Lanice, thank you so much for being with me here today.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to have this conversation and just, you know, talk a little bit more about this. This is so dear and near to my heart.
So prior to the recording, we were actually having a bit of a discussion, and we were having a discussion about university students in general and just what a challenging time it can be, you know, emotionally, socially, physically, mentally. But there's this other component as well, and it's that for the very first time, you are really learning who you are without as many outside influences as we sometimes get in our schools, our homes, our communities. And that leaves this opportunity right for either a abundance of self-love or a lack of self-love. Now, before we dive into that, Lanice, can you share a little bit of your backstory?
Yes, thank you. Again, my name is Lanice Reynolds, also known as Lanice Leads, and I have been on this self-love journey really all my life. But when I became really aware of what I needed to do and what I needed to be on, I would say it's been about 10 years. I am the co-founder of an organization called Big, Beautiful, and Blessed, where we help cultivate positivity when it comes around to self-love, loving the image that you're in, just loving yourself. And so that really helped spark some of the things that I'll be sharing tonight, because as I was leading that organization, I also was in discovery journey myself. So it was just definitely a beautiful thing for me. I also am the founder of an organization called Future Entrepreneurs Moving Ahead, where we help young people as they discover themselves through the lens of entrepreneurship. And so just really enjoying that. All of this, you know, has to do down with what I do has to do with discovering your passion. What do you want to do? And what does that look like? And so in all of that, I think the most important thing is really just being open to discovering you and being open to understanding sometimes the things that you thought you wanted to do. Once you actually do that, you don't want to do that. And that's okay. And just loving yourself through the journey and finding out and understanding what makes you different is actually the thing that makes you beautiful.
That was beautiful. And she's being so modest as well. She has a popular TEDx talk on the concept of self-love. Isn't that right?
Yes. Yes. Thank you. Thank you, Brooke. It's reclaiming your words while you're reclaiming your voice. And so the importance of your voice, the importance of speaking out, the importance of your self-talk, all of that can help you, I want to say reclaim, but just gain who you are and really live in that moment and walk that out.
I would love to dive into the really tough questions. I think that looking into the mirror and thinking about who you really are can be very challenging. Sometimes we're afraid. We're afraid to see who we truly are. We're afraid to explore that for ourselves. It can be a really daunting and harrowing experience. What would you say to someone who is trying to, for the very first time, start to discover who they are? And in your case and in your story, what did that look like for you when you first started to lean into, okay, maybe I need to figure out who I actually am?
Yeah, that's a great starting point, a great question. I think first, the importance of understanding that we have to pause to take that time to self-reflect. We have to pause to take that time to look at ourselves. And sometimes it can be scary because we haven't done it. Sometimes it can be scary because we know ourselves, and there's some things about ourselves that we don't like, right? There's some things, it could be appearance or it could be actions. It could be things that we've done that we are not proud of.
And you're speaking to the choir. Your girl has a forgetful habit.
And so when we do that, it can become very difficult to take that time and have grace with ourselves and say, you know, that what I've done is not who I am. You know, that was part of my growth journey, and it's okay. I've learned from that, or I'm learning from that, or now I'm pausing to see, okay, this happened, but where can I grow from here? You know, looking at ourselves, sometimes we can be very, very hard on ourselves based upon how we look, right? And how can we embrace the beauty that is us? Understanding that the very thing that, and I found this to be so true working with youth, working with young women, that the very thing that they are shameful for is the same thing that someone else wished they had. And so it's like, how can you embrace and just love? This is who I am. This is what makes me me. And let me love that. You know, I remember growing up, I hated being tall. I didn't like that I had full lips. There was so much that I didn't like about myself. I didn't even like my name. I thought my name was weird. And it's like, why couldn't I have a common name? I was so focused on what I didn't like that I never stopped to think about what I loved and why the very thing that I didn't like is a beautiful thing. And so I think that it's so important, even as we're starting this journey, you know, if this is new for someone, to write down those things that you don't like. Why don't you like them? And then why is that not true? You know?
A bit of a challenge, right? Because sometimes when you put something to paper, you're like, oh my, this doesn't make as much rational sense as I thought it did.
And I remember I found my journal from when I was like in high school, even in middle school. I literally say, what in the world was I thinking? And so it's just like looking at that, it let me see, like, you know what? I was not in the mind frame of self-love. And I think sometimes writing those things out, looking at them, and then say, if this was my best friend, if she said this, what would I say to her or him? You know, if you have children, if this was my child, what would I say to them if they said this? So give yourself those encouraging words. And so those are some things that I did. I actually started writing it down. I actually started verbalizing the things that I was thinking. And when I verbalized it, I said, that didn't even seem necessary to say. So why am I saying that to myself? Why am I constantly feeding myself that junk? You know, when you feed that yourself that kind of information, the output, you may not say it out loud, but how are you showing up in the room? How are you responding to things? It can all be a reflection of what you've said and told yourself. So let's just be mindful and be kind to ourselves.
I think there's so much to unpack here. You are amazing. I think our subconscious tape that runs in our head where we're speaking to ourselves, it can go on autopilot. And that's so dangerous for a lot of reasons, because we are repeating the same phrases or words or concept or sentences to ourselves, and we're not stopping, like you're mentioning, to actually think, what are the repercussions of that in my life? And you said something very profound earlier. You said something along the lines, this is a bit of a paraphrase, what I've done is not who I am. And we can get so stuck up on, I made this mistake, I said this thing, I did this thing that doesn't feel right for me now, and get so caught up reliving that moment that we forget to be present with ourselves and move forward in love and light in a better grace.
Sometimes we'll get caught up in what other people have said to us, you know, because the reality is everyone does not have a supportive circle that might be speaking, I call it life, seeds of growth. They might not be speaking those things into your life. And so you may be feeding off of something someone else said, or you may be feeding off of what someone else remembers about you. And so it's up to us to redirect that, you know, redirect those things, those things that people have said that we are still believing, redirect those thoughts. You know, how can I reword that so that I'm not living? That is not my truth. Even if that's that person's truth of me, I don't have to answer to that. You can say something about me that's not true. I'm not going to answer to that. So it's really, really important that we're mindful of how we respond to things as well. Not just what we say, but also our response to how others may handle us.
Would you say that verbalizing out loud was one of the big steps, because you mentioned that earlier, to actually being consciously aware of what you were saying to yourself?
That was, for me, one of the most important and pivotal moments in my life, by verbally saying this. Because when I said it, I'm telling you, I was like, that is a horrible thing to say. It's something that I would never say, even to someone who I felt didn't handle me with care. I wouldn't even speak to them that way, but yet I was speaking to myself that way in my thoughts, you know? And so it's just like, start saying that out loud. That really, really shifted everything for me, you know? And then, like I said, writing things down, looking back at that and saying, you know what? No, how can I reword that? What can I say differently about that? So I struggled with my weight. So I would call myself fat and things like that. And so the truth is that I was overweight. That was not a lie. But how I treated myself and talked about myself was not productive to my growth. If I wanted to share my truth, how would I share my truth in a way that's not tearing me down or belittling who I am or doesn't have a negative tone with it? And so that's really what I really tried to do, like write things down that I was saying, okay, how can I reword that? So if those thoughts come in my mind, I quickly can combat it with something different.
I've read once that sometimes when we're in a state of negativity, it can be so hard to reach for positivity. Positivity. Are you an advocate for reaching for neutrality? Because I think sometimes that is the best we can do in certain situations, especially if we've been so ingrained with a certain thought pattern. Was that a part of your journey, reaching for neutrality before reaching for positivity and love? Was that a step that you took?
I would say yes, because everything wasn't, like, I can use, again, the weight, right? And so it wasn't that, oh, I'm healthy, I'm this, I'm that. It was, I'm working towards. I may be overweight, but I'm loving me in this state, you know? And so, again, it may not be like the most positive thing, right? But where can you meet yourself at in the middle on this journey, right? And so I think that's what we have to do. Anything, I say a step forward is a step forward.
Even if it's 1%.
So take that step forward until you are in the position where those things that are negative and that are tearing you down are no longer the reality of it. Or what happens, I would not be telling you the truth if I said I never had a negative thought. I still have them. But the difference is I have tools now. And I know how to combat that. And I know how to not allow that to rest on me as this is my truth. I'm not wearing a badge of honor anymore. And so I think it's like with anything, it's a skill set, it's tools, it's things that we can use to make sure that we are constantly on this journey of what we call self-love.
I love this conversation. It's so juicy. I have an interesting question that takes this conversation in a slightly different direction. All across Europe and North America and South America, really across the world, there are so many societal pressures and there is so much advertisement in media and popular media, social media, of course, that influences our students and influences our young adults. What is your opinion on the body positivity and the self-love movement as seen in social media and popular media? And if you were going to start a movement, what would you say to people if you were going to start a social movement, I suppose?
Yeah. So basically, I think that through Big, Beautiful, and Blessed, we have definitely worked towards that, where we are helping. And I want to say this, it's about appreciating the skin you're in, whether you are considered plus size or not. So it's not about shaming someone that's not plus size. So I've seen that too. You know, I've seen it where it's kind of,
yeah, flipped. I've actually been the recipient of that, as crazy as that sounds.
It's like, where are we coming? This should not be about shaming anyone for being plus size, not being plus size, whatever their current situation is. It's really about the journey that the person is in and how can they love themselves in the current moment, no matter what their goal is. Because some people are trying to gain weight. So it's like, how can we just promote this positive body image? And so we've done that. We come up with different themes each year. One year we our theme was my big ain't bad. And that all the ladies came up with something else. My big ain't bad. It's powerful. My big ain't bad. It's influential. And so then they shared their story about how their story was, whatever the word is that they came up with. And so each year we've came up with different things to kind of just push the movement forward of loving yourself, positive body image. We've gone into schools, really, especially we've worked with a lot of young women about this at an early age, because that's where it starts. Like middle school and high school can be maybe even elementary now, I don't know, can be very, very difficult as you are growing into who you are. You go through puberty, all these different type of things. So how can we start this self-love image, this body positive image at a young age, where it's not about just being plus size, skinny and all that, but what is it really about? How can we put the root seed of love and make this not just a movement with plus size women, but a movement about women in general?
And to your point, the earlier you start, the deeper the seeds plant, right? The deeper it entrenches. And I don't know if we're doing enough culturally for our young men who struggle with some of the same things that we women struggle with, but we don't openly talk.
Yeah, that is so true. It's funny that you say that, because as we were doing the movement with Big Beautiful and Blessed, there were so many men that said, you have to have this for the man too. And I said, I know it's a need. And if we're led to go that way, we will. I said, but there's definitely a need there, because, you know, we talk about the women, because women are sometimes a little bit more vocal with it, but the men also suffer with body image and just disapproval type of thing. And so it's like, when will we just settle for our own approval? That should be the first approval that we get. There was this quote that I seen on Facebook, and I can't remember who said it, but they asked her about self-love. She was married, and they asked her about loving the romantic love in her relationship. And she said, you know, really the best romance, whatever that you have, is the one when you love yourself. Because when you love yourself, you set healthy boundaries. Right. And so I think that's just a message that rung true with me. When we love ourselves, that's the best love story there is, because in that we see ourselves as valuable, as worthy. And then relationships, whether it's romantic relationships, friendships, business, we set those boundaries in which we will operate with each other. My quote that I always say, and it's because it's something that I live true to, that I would encourage everyone listening. I tell myself, I have to love the woman I am while I'm working on the woman I'm yet to become. And that's man too. So love me right now. Love me with my flaws. Love me as I'm growing. Because if I can love me right now, I'm going to love me when I get to that goal weight. I'm going to love me when I get to that goal accomplishment. You know, we all have these things we're reaching for. I can't say I'm going to love myself when I get there. I need to love myself right now, because when I get there is not the place of love. Where I'm at in every journey is a place of love.
I feel like that is a bookend to an amazing conversation. And that's really what I want to leave people with, is what you just said. If you don't love yourself at this present moment, you're not going to love yourself when you get that XYZ thing that you've been dreaming of. And we do. We operate our life and our society in a way that pushes that ideal. And it is so harmful. Oh my goodness. Thank you so much for coming on here with me today. I have had an absolutely mind-blowingly wonderful time with you. I think it's been absolutely incredible. And I know from my seat, I've learned a lot. And it's really got me thinking on both the good things I've done and perhaps some of the things where I could have showed myself a little bit more compassion and self-communication. So it's safe to say you did your job here today. Now, if anyone wanted to connect with you, they wanted to get to know you and to get into community with you, how would they do that?
You can follow me or connect with me on all social media platforms under Lanice Leeds. You can also email me at laniceleeds@gmail.com. So Lanice Leeds will get you directly connected to me.
And I would also encourage everyone listening to take a listen to her TEDx talk. She has some great wisdom in her TEDx talk as well, just like the wisdom she brought here today. And you did come prepared, didn't you? You had a reservoir of knowledge in that brain of yours, and we're so appreciative that you shared it with us here on the Campus Chronicles.
Thank you for joining me on Campus Chronicles. I hope you found our discussion informative, inspiring, entertaining, and fun. We are always working hard to make sure that our episodes are the very best they can be, which means we need your help. If you liked what you heard, remember to hit the follow button on your favorite podcast platform and drop us a review. It helps us to connect with more students who are hungry for success. And remember, the journey never stops. Keep listening, keep learning, keep growing. See you next week for another amazing episode of Campus Chronicles.